Today is Thursday, January 7th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't really remember what I said yesterday, but I know yesterday was a pretty depressed episode. And I got some love for it from Dean Barney on Twitter, so thank you, Dean. I'm glad you guys are thinking of us. I fell back into my... Even today, I had a lot of meetings today, so I couldn't do as much of the CNN watching as I normally would because I was in meetings a lot. But I feel like I did fall into Twitter, one of those Twitter traps. Even in a meeting, I can scroll through Twitter. And so, you know, I was just looking at all the, 25th Amendment and impeach him and all this other stuff. And I don't know, just down a rabbit hole, I've been down a rabbit hole. So I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know if it's going to last until the 20th, maybe on the 21st, I'll be okay. But again, I'm coming back to this whole, has the country been changed to the point that it won't matter? And once Trump is gone, meaning these crazy folks that have been riled up are now just, that's going to be, modus operandi is the wrong phrase to use. There's a phrase that I'm missing, but is that going to be just the standard thing that's going to happen? Are we now one of those countries where we're going to have crazy conspiracies all the time and things that are just absolutely ridiculous and people rioting and protesting and the entire Biden presidency until, I don't know, is it even another Republican or would it have to be Trump? For these people, is it Trump? Because eventually he's going to die. And if the Secret Service is listening right now, I'm not saying it's going to be anytime soon, but he's old and eventually he's going to die. So I'm wondering if these people would be okay if another Republican, or would it have to be Trump? So anyway, I don't know if it's just going to be, that's going to be how it's going to be from now on, or if January 21st, things will go a little bit back to normal. I also had a little bit of I saw something on Twitter where someone, apparently the Twitter, the app that is like Twitter, where all the conspiracy theorists and everyone else decided to go instead of Twitter, Parler, I think is what it's called. Somebody put on there that they were going to arm themselves and show up on the 19th. And there were going to be so many of them and so much firepower that they were going to overwhelm any police or military presence and cause trouble. So I guess kill a bunch of people. I don't know. But it was a really bad, like, it was a really violent. It wasn't a tweet because it was on Parler. So I've gone down that rabbit hole a little bit. And I hope that at some point in 2021, more people will have had the vaccine, will be able to go eat at restaurants, and things will settle down politically. Maybe that will not happen, but I hope it does. Even if it doesn't, it's not perfect in 2021, I hope we start to see an improvement. But that's what I've been doing all day, is just going down a negative hole. And other than that, this week I've been trying to ease my way back into work. I signed up for a course. There's a Cornell University does these e-certificates, and they have one for product managers, which is what I am. And my company's paying for certificates for all the product managers. And I don't know, it's a $3,000 or $4,000 course, I think, if you were just to pay for it out of pocket. It may even be $5,000 or $6,000. There are 6 different classes, and they're 2 weeks apiece, and you have homework and everything, like a college course. But they're shorter, obviously, much shorter than a college course. You're done. If you do it, if you do one every 2 weeks, obviously you're done after, well, if there are six courses, you're done in 3 months. So I signed up for that, and then I've just been attending meetings, reading emails, responding to stuff, getting organized because we're planning for our quarter one starts February 1st because we do it based on our fiscal year. I know that's exciting for everyone. And so I've been getting ready to start planning for that and kind of trying to ease my way in to work. And then just being totally obsessed with the horrible dumpster fire that is the United States at the moment. So other than that, not much is going on here. We still have our Christmas decorations up. I don't know how many of you, so I don't know how many of you guys, of my listeners, do this, but I actually like to keep the Christmas decorations up a little bit longer because you go through all that work to put them up and make them look all pretty, and you have the lights, and I made a homemade wreath this year, so I bought a wreath, and I bought a bunch of extra doodads to stuff in the wreath and make it look all pretty, and it looks very nice. If I do say so myself, I did a very good job. But we just don't, at least I, Mark loves Christmas, so I think he would be okay if we kept the Christmas decorations up all year round. But I don't like to take them down immediately. I like to wait. Sometimes I've waited all the way till the end of January. We may take them down this weekend, I'm not sure, but what I plan on doing is we paid for our roofline lights to have a company come in and install those. And so my plan is when they come and take those down, we'll take that as our cue to de-decorate the rest of the house. So tonight, I did not start Weight Watchers this week like I was going to, because I'm going to blame it on the haircut on Tuesday, because I thought to myself, it's going to be difficult to do Weight Watchers and travel because I have to stop at fast food places to eat because there's nowhere. I'm not going to pack a lunch. I'm just not going to do that. And I could get healthier stuff. I could find a Chick-fil-A and get any place that sells grilled chicken of some sort. But not a sandwich, because you don't want the bread. It's just Chick-fil-A has grilled chicken nuggets, so they're perfect for that if you're trying to watch your calories and avoid bread. Weight Watchers is not avoiding bread, but bread is a lot of points. So really, you kind of are avoiding bread a little bit, because if you eat bread, you use up a lot of your points. So I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to do it on Tuesday. And then I was going to start on Wednesday, and then all of that BS happened, and I'm going to blame it on that. I was in such a bad mood. I thought, oh, screw it. I don't want to cook. I'm just going to go out. So, tentatively, I'm going to start on Monday. But I had roasted cauliflower over the weekend because I had 3 heads of cauliflower that I had let go way too long in the vegetable drawer. But I wanted to use it. I didn't want to throw it away. They had a few bad spots on them, but I just cut the bad spots off and got them all cleaned up and washed and cut off any bad spots and put some olive oil, salt and pepper, put them on a sheet tray, and then roasted them until they were nice and brown. But my goal was to make soup out of it. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make cauliflower soup. But soup on its own is not a meal. It's just not. I do not enjoy a salad is not a meal. Although the other day, I think it was Saturday, I was so sick of fast food because we've had so much fast food that our restaurant of the week, I did order an apple walnut salad with chicken And it had a really tasty, actually, blueberry poppy seed dressing on it. It was super good. And that was my entree, a salad. And I never do that. But my body was just hungering for a salad for some reason. So my plan tonight is to take that roasted cauliflower and make a cauliflower soup out of it. And then we are going to go to Popeyes or Slim's Chicken or something like that and buy some chicken and have soup and chicken for dinner. So, and I'm on the Archer gangbang, and I assume, because Fatty always turns down going on the gangbang because he thinks it's going to get political, I assume tonight we are going to get political because of what happened yesterday. So I'm going to also do that tonight. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.